This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
It's been reported that a flaw in computer chips made by Intel and other tech firms could allow hundreds of millions of PCs to be hacked. But what does it mean, and should we be concerned? Here's what you need to know. So, what's happened? Well, researchers have discovered some gaps in the way microchips have been built. That means hackers could access your privately stored data on your computer or network. So far, though, no data breaches have been reported. There are two separate security flaws known as Meltdown and Spectre. Now, Meltdown affects laptops, desktop computers, and internet servers with Intel chips. Spectre potentially has a wider reach. It affects some chips in smartphones, tablets, and computers powered by Intel, ARM, and AMD. So here's the big question. How big is the problem, and should we all be concerned? Well, according to the UK's National Cybersecurity Centre, the NCSC, we shouldn't panic. They say there's no evidence that the loopholes have been exploited. However, they say that since the issue has come to the surface, hackers may now choose to take advantage of this news. There are rumours that tech companies have known about this problem for years, but kept it under wraps to avoid panic and to get the problem resolved before it was talked about publicly. That clearly didn't work out very well. Now, let's be honest here, there are roughly 1.5 billion computers in use today, as desktops and laptops combined, and around 90% of them are powered by Intel chips. This means exposure to the Meltdown bug is potentially huge. But what information is at risk? Well, the bugs allow hackers to potentially read information stored on a computer memory and steal information like passwords or credit card data. So, what can we do? Well, device makers and operating system providers have had time to try and fix this. They are pushing out security updates or patches which protect your computer, tablet, or phone against a breach that uses the Meltdown vulnerability. It's advised that users install these updates as soon as they are made available. Microsoft, Apple, and Linux, the three major operating system makers, are all issuing patches. Apple has said that all Macs, iPhones, and iPads are affected by Meltdown, but Macs running the latest version of macOS, numbered 10.13.2, are safe. The same is true for the latest iOS version, 11.2, which is used on iPhones and iPads. Apple said it will release updates to mitigate against Spectre in the coming days. Microsoft released an emergency Meltdown patch for Windows 10 on the 4th of January via Windows Update. This will subsequently also be applied to Windows 7 and 8 machines. However, users with third-party antivirus or security software should also check that this has been updated first in order for the Windows update process to install the patch. Google said Android phones with the most recent security updates are protected, and users of web services like Gmail are also safe. Chromebook users on older versions will need to install an update when it comes. Chrome web browser users are expected to receive a patch on the 23rd of January. Cloud services for businesses, including Amazon Web Services and Google Cloud Platform, say they have already patched most services and will fix the rest soon. The Spectre bug is thought to be much harder to patch, and no fix for it has yet been made widely available. Some researchers have claimed that any fixes could slow down computer systems, possibly by 30%. Intel, though, are saying these claims are exaggerated. It says any performance impacts are workload dependent, and the impact for average computer users should not be significant. News about the bugs comes at an awkward time for the industry. Of course, CES, the giant consumer electronics trade show, has kicked off in Las Vegas. Many attendees will be wondering how the new products on display will be affected, and marketing materials detailing speed increases will likely have to be revised. Experts also think that because Meltdown and Spectre reveal fundamental flaws in how computer chips are designed, there will have to be a serious rethink about how such technology is made in the future.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.